You ever race somebody and you got dusted from jump? It wasn't even close in the race. They just, from the beginning, they took off and never looked back. Are you going to be like, man, they ain't even really that fast anyway? What about a boxer? If boxing, a boxer match, if they came in a fight like, oh yeah, I'm getting ready to get this guy, and they got absolutely beat down. They came out, lumps on their eyes, lumps on their hair, swollen, cut, bleeding, all that stuff, and they got knocked out on top of all of that. Are they going to say, man, he couldn't really fight like that. He ain't nothing. What about if you're playing basketball? You one-on-one with somebody, and they cross you up. They shake you. They shoot the three. They lay it up on you. They dunk on you. They do everything to you on the basketball court, and they just whoop you. Are you going to say, oh, man, they ain't even really nice like that anyway? No, you're not. Why? Because you not only lost in those sports, in those competitions, but you got beat down handily. And that's exactly why it was so strange to see Khalil Mack's quote that he said about Derrick Henry, because it doesn't make any kind of sense. That's why when I initially saw it, I thought it was fake. I was like, oh, no, that's not real. I know he ain't really say that, did he? So then I started looking it up, and I saw this article, and I saw this reporter, and I saw this source. I said, oh, boy, so that actually is real. Khalil Mack, this wasn't a good move for you, my friend. Anyway, before we get into it, make sure you subscribe to the channel, turn the notifications on, and leave a like on the video. Even though we do not like what Khalil Mack had to say, what did he say? Well, he said the following. I don't think it's hard to play against that guy, and hopefully we see this team again. That's all. But who was he speaking about? Well, he was speaking about Derrick Henry. Yeah, the running back for the Baltimore Ravens. And he said that after the game, after Derrick Henry ran the ball 24 times for 140 rushing yards. That's the guy that Khalil Mack is saying that it's not that hard to play against that guy. Really? I mean, maybe he was saying it in the sense where, yeah, it's not that hard to play against Derrick Henry. It's actually easy to play against him. You just don't tackle him. Don't tackle him, and you ain't got nothing to worry about. He'll just take off. He'll do his thing. Maybe that's what he was thinking, because it can't be like that Derrick Henry is an easy opponent, because obviously if he was an easy opponent to go against, then we wouldn't be talking about him having no 140 rushing yard game against you and your defense, a defense that it has been said across the league that they are one of the best defenses in the game. If that was the case, then yeah, Derrick Henry wouldn't be going off like that. But something ain't adding up. Speaking of stuff that doesn't make any sense whatsoever, I saw this picture going around today, and I actually thought it might be fake. It might be, and even if it was fake, I thought it might be old. And it was a segment with Shannon Sharp and Stephen A. Smith. And oh my goodness, I cannot remember. I know he used to play in the league. I believe he was an offensive lineman, I want to say for the Giants, but I forget who he was. But anyway, it was a segment that said, would Lamar's career be a failure without a Super Bowl? Why do they do this thing? Why do they always do this with Lamar and only with Lamar? That's it. They don't do this with, there's so many other quarterbacks out there who have not won a Super Bowl. And again, I know people, oh, well, Lamar won the two MVPs. He could win a third one. Oh, but, and that's why he's held to such a high standard. But like, would his career be a failure without a Super Bowl? Again, initially I thought it was fake. But then I looked closer at the picture and I saw that this was after the Ravens-Chargers game, because they got the score right in there too. Ravens 30, Chargers 23. Oh, this was real. This was real. And this was not only real, but it was recent too. Why do they have to do this with Lamar? Why do they do this? Now look, he getting ready to get a Super Bowl in a couple of months. It's going to be nice. It's going to be wonderful and whatnot. But why does everything with Lamar, it must be so extreme. It's like the weirdest thing. It's like they look for new ways to discredit his career every day. Obviously, they look for ways to discredit his game all the time. Every single week, it's always something new. Boy, don't let him mess around and lose. Oh, boy. Anytime he loses, it's like people completely flip the script on him. They say, oh, he's not really an MVP. Oh, he's not even all that. He can't win a big game. It's always something. So we used to seeing him do that weekly, but they do this stuff with his career as well. Would it be a failure if he never won a Super Bowl? Like, after he just beat the it is just one of the weirdest and most exhausting and annoying things ever. So now we reach my favorite part of these videos, where we get to feature your questions. If you'd like to be part of it, you can send me an email to teamkeepitclean@gmail.com. Or for the Team Keep It Clean patrons, you can send your question directly on Patreon in a DM. If you'd like to join the Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/engravenvids. It's funny because I be trying to tell people, like, look, I said I ain't giving no more passes, ain't giving no more reminders, I ain't forwarding it. If you send it to the wrong email and you don't see a question, that's on you, my friends. And I seen some fire questions, but they got sent to the wrong email. So what did I do? Delete, out, gone, erased. That's it. So, hey, you don't see a question in the video? That's on you, my friend. Don't say I ain't warn you. I can't give out no more warning. We get too many questions for people to be sending them to the wrong email. Hey, it's on you, my friends. But let's get into these questions that were sent to the correct email. Or actually, this first one was sent directly on Patreon. It came from my guy, Martin. He said, you made an excellent point during the live stream about the true reason Derrick Henry gets taken out of the game. It's all the silly penalties that push the Ravens back and force them to throw to get the first down. Now, that isn't the only reason, but I feel like it's a big reason. It is. It is. And like you said, it's not the only reason. Sometimes they do really just forget about Derrick Henry, like straight up they do. Last night they didn't, which was great. But that's what happens a lot of times. Ravens will have a first and whatever, and hey, Derrick Henry could pop off for a nice run. Oh, penalty, yellow flag. Or they could do another play. Oh, penalty, yellow flag. Then they got to move back. So now it goes from first and 10 to first and 20. They ain't using Derrick Henry on no first and 20. They automatically go into a pass and play. So yeah, it eliminates him. So that's a part of it. It ain't, like you said, it ain't the only part though. He also said, Tre'Davious White has been so much of a help in the secondary. I'm so glad the Ravens got him. I know it wasn't the big name cornerback, but I'm just glad they got some good quality help. Now, speaking of that, that's funny because remember the Baltimore Ravens, they tried to trade for Marshawn Lattimore and he didn't even suit up for the Commanders last week. So he dealing with some kind of injury. So like, look, I wouldn't have been mad if Ravens would have got him, Marshawn Lattimore, now for sure. But if they would have got him and he would have been hurt, I can't say I would have been happy. Put some respect on his name. Next question came from my guy, Darren. He said, I will need the congratulations to be just as loud as the disrespect. Malik Harrison balled out on Monday. He took that first drive personal. And after that, his nose was in every play, making every tackle and was setting the edge on the outside. Yeah, he balled out. Malik Harrison did his thing. He showed out. He talked about how, you know, he'd be going on Twitter and stuff. He said, you know, a lot of Ravens fans, they doubted him going into this game. They sure did. Like, because what we saw from Malik Harrison, the sample size that we saw during this season, it wasn't pretty. It was not pretty at all. But Malik Harrison, he proved everybody wrong, which I'm glad. He went out there and did his thing, which I'm glad. He balled out. But anyway, continuing. He said, with that being said, I noticed that we were occasionally playing in a defensive 4-3-ish style set with Simpson, Welchel, Chris Board, and Malik Harrison. With the performance that Malik Harrison had, I'm wondering if we should expect to see more of the three linebacker sets against the Eagles. We'll have our hands full with Saquon, and we'll need all the run stoppers possible. The thought of having Roquan and Harrison running through the gaps, knocking heads, is getting my blood flowing. LOL, what are your thoughts? Shout out to you, Darren. Appreciate you. Three linebacker sets against the Eagles. I mean, it's always possible. Ravens, I don't think they really run that too often. Not too much, but to have that as a possibility is a really good thing. And to know the quality of your linebackers is another good thing. When you have a Roquan Smith, and again, he was playing his best football of the year in the last time we saw him, that was against the Steelers, and he tried everything in his power to play against the Chargers. It obviously didn't work out, but we didn't need him for this game. So that was nice that Malik Harrison, he got to step in and he got to step up. And now with Malik Harrison, you think about how him and Roquan Smith could play off of each other. They both are thumpers. I think Malik Harrison a bit more of a thumper than Roquan Smith, a harder hitter than Roquan Smith. It's not taking anything away from Roquan, but Malik Harrison, he'll knock somebody out. He really will. And to watch him playing yesterday, I think that was such a great game for him, not only for the game against the Chargers, but moving forward too. So when he is out there, he'll have a lot more confidence moving forward. Like, oh, no, I can hold it down. And I'm sure he always believed in himself, but believing in yourself is one thing, but when you actually out there and you make it happen, that's something that's just different, man. So he made it happen for sure. And then you combine that with a Trent Simpson and just how Trent Simpson can fly. This man can fly. He's a good tackler as well overall, but he can fly. He's a good blitzer. So when you have those three linebackers, and you still got Christian Welch, you still got Chris Border as well, but when you have those top three linebackers and you can mix and match them, because they ain't going to play three linebackers too much, but you can mix and match them and have them have their skill sets complement each other, that's a beautiful thing. Next question came from another 10 Cube Clean patron, my guy Hoodie Megatron, and he sent this at 9:32, so this was about an hour and change into the game. And he said, I got faith in these Ravens that they can do it. They just need to feed King Henry. And look, your wish was answered. Next question came from my guy Clyde. He said, good afternoon. Praying you and the family are doing well. I've been watching you for the past few years now. Hey, appreciate that, Clyde. Thank you, man. And I appreciate the hard work you put in to keep us updated on all Ravens. My question is, once Lamar and the Ravens win the Super Bowl this season, I love it. I love your question already. I don't even care about the rest. I love it. Like, that's it. Yeah, because you know. You already know. Anyway, he said, once Lamar and the Ravens win the Super Bowl this season, will they then give him the respect he deserves or still find something to hang over his career? Oh, my goodness, the timing on this question. The timing on this question. The second thing that we covered in this video was talking about how, again, it's always going to be something. It's always going to be something. And again, we've been saying this since 2018, since Lamar first came into the league, since he first took over as Ravens quarterback. We said it back then. They're always going to find something. It's always going to be something. Ravens and Lamar Jackson win the Super Bowl this year. They'll be like, oh, that's cool, but he should have been done that. He should have won a Super Bowl a long time ago. No, yeah, that's fine. They should have had multiple Super Bowls by now. Oh, okay, you won one, win another one. They're going to always try to discredit him, his name, his accomplishments, all of that. And it's unfortunate that it is what it is. He said, it is very frustrating how they praise certain quarterbacks that haven't even won an MVP, but Lamar has done way more. My apology for the long question. Just, I've been a fan since 96 and I've seen some rougher seasons from our Ravens. Thanks for listening and keep grinding. Ravens for life. Appreciate you, Clyde. Bird versus Bird. Next question came from my guy, Matt. He said, hey, Raven, hope your family is doing well. I appreciate you, Matt. He said, I'm looking forward to the game against the Eagles. If everything goes well, this could be a Super Bowl preview. I'm a Ravens fan, and my wife is a hardcore Eagles fan because we're from Philly. Ooh. Oh, man. Hey, I would suggest next Saturday evening, take her out to dinner and order. Tell the waiter or the waitress, give me your finest bottle of wine. I don't know if she drinks white wine, red wine, or if she don't drink it all, whatever. Get her favorite meal, get her favorite drink, get her favorite whatever. Because after Sunday around about 8:10, 8:15, probably a little before that, she is going to be very upset with you, my friend, because you're going to be doing a lot of celebrating. And she is going to be very, very frustrated. Because you said, you didn't just say that y'all are from Philly and, oh, she likes the Eagles. No. You said she's a hardcore Eagles fan. Oof. I feel for you, my friend. But don't worry. It will pass. It'll just be one game. And Eagles, like, man, what are they, like, 9-2 right now? Like, what? The Eagles only lost two games? They're rolling right now. But we got to put an end to that and make them 9-3. Anyway. He said, I told her Eagles are going to lose. Boy, that got her riled up. I got my reasoning for that prediction, though. Oh, see, you already been talking trash. So you setting it up. You already setting it up. Oh, see, okay. Hey, I respect it, though. I get it. He said, first off, Eagles GM Harry Roseman is probably the best GM in the league, building such a stacked roster of talents. He does it every year. Every year. Eagles always got these crazy rosters. He said, I would know since I stole 5 or 6 players from the Eagles for my Ravens team on Madden. The Eagles' biggest bottleneck is their quarterback, Jalen Hurts. He throws very conservatively like he's afraid to get picked. He mostly throws screen passes that barely gain any yards and only throws deep if receivers are wide open. Saquon will need to pick up the slack for him, and we're decent when it comes to rushing defense. Eagles' defense is good, but Ravens' defense last year was a work of art. Instant explosive tackles and tight coverage. Hopefully, the defense will get back to that level. Brandon Stevens definitely needs to work on that weak tackle of his. Brandon Stevens usually pretty good tackler overall. He usually is. Anyway, continuing, he said, if Eagles QB was Lamar, they probably would win a few extra Super Bowls. It's funny, too. We got Lamar in the 2018 from the draft pick that the Eagles traded to us. Imagine if Lamar went to the Eagles. It would be an entirely new landscape for us and the Eagles. Yeah, it's crazy to think about scenarios like that. Like, what if? What if the Ravens never drafted Lamar Jackson? I don't even want to think about something like that. That's really scary to think about. Anyway, he said maybe Harbaugh would have been fired without Lamar bailing him out. Apparently, Lamar thought about the Eagles as one of the teams he considered going to during the contract negotiations. Ooh. I see a good number of similarities between the two teams. Kicker troubles, questionable coaching calls, picking up Saquon and King Henry in the same year. Anyway, this is going to be a good game. Peace out. And hopefully, my wife give me the cold shoulder when the Ravens win. I'm glad you know already. I'm glad you are already prepared for what's getting ready to go down. So shout out to you. Shout out to your household. I hope that y'all have peace, even though y'all ain't gonna have no peace on Sunday. Because it's that's gonna be a fire game.